Welcome to Making the Difference, a series of programmes from Mary Immaculate College about students and staff, past and present, who have made a difference in some way to the world today. Each episode acts as recognition to a different person for the great and often unrewarded work that they do in their day-to-day lives. Let's hear from today's candidate.
My name is Siobhan Clifford and I'm from Tralee in County Kerry. And I'm a fourth year student here in Mary I, so I've been here for nearly 4 years now. And I'm studying education and psychology here in the college. But at the same time, I'm kind of involved with, let's say, performing and things like that outside of college. And I kind of work a bit around with Celia Home and Lee and things like that as well. So I'm trying to kind of keep a balance, I suppose, work and play and things like that. I think I was attracted to the teaching, number one. That's what brought me here. I wanted to study primary teaching. And I mean, Mary I has a fantastic reputation, you know, as a college for teaching. And I suppose going through secondary school, I was always interested in music as well. So my guidance counsellor kind of veered me in a way towards the teaching. He was saying, you know, they go hand in hand, really, and you'll always be able to bring that into the classroom. So I've really found that, you know, I've really found I've been able to keep up my passions while I'm here as well. When I came here, I instantly loved it. I've made fantastic friends. I just think this college is full of just lovely people. You know, it's not even a stereotype. It's just full of really, it really just attracts a lovely kind of, I don't know, genre of people. Like, they're just really friendly. So I think you really settle here. And I'm glad I'm here. Well, the extracurricular activities I was involved with the Mary I began, I suppose, with MIDAS, the Dramatic Arts Society here in the college. And I didn't actually get involved in first year. I was just settling in. But I went to see the musical in first year and I was like, wow, I didn't know this was going on in the college, you know. And I was in my head, I just thought I'd love to do this next year. So in second year, I became involved. Sarah Goodwin was directing at the time the cabaret that happens every November. And from there on, we led on to doing the musical Aladdin. And that was my first time ever playing a lead role. I was playing the part of Jasmine. And I'd never done a lead role before I came to college. So in a way, that just it gave me confidence, you know, because back home I would have done shows, but I would have been in the chorus or I would have been dancing. So this was a really good opportunity to play a lead part, and it was wonderful. I mean, the crack you have with the MIDAS crowd is unbelievable. You know, it doesn't matter whether you are in the chorus or not, or whether you're a part, you just have unbelievable fun. And then after that, the All Ireland Talent Show came about kind of randomly. It was we saw that there was auditions happening in Cork with John Creedon. So myself and my best friend from home, she's not in Mary I or anything, but we just travelled to Cork and we just said, look, we've been singing together since we were 12. It was more kind of, we used to always sing together just at sessions around the piano at home, things like that. It was just another passion I have, really, let's say playing the piano, singing away to myself. But we just said, look, we'll see where this gets us. And we auditioned for John Creedon. And it just led to getting to the live shows and things like that. And it was a great experience. Like, the All-Ireland Talent Show, I think it gives you more of a taste for what the television scene is like and, you know, how the cameras work. And this is what live television is like. So I really look back on it as, you know, an opportunity where I got to grow and, I suppose, sing for the nation. So it was a great experience, yeah. And it was great, like, that Mary I was very supportive as well. MIDAS and, you know, the college and things like that, they're all very supportive. Lecturers even, it was lovely. So I think that's the benefit of having a small college as well. I think Mary I has definitely lived up to its expectations, as in that it's a place where you'll definitely make lovely friends and you'll settle in really easily. And you know, if you're interested in sport, there's loads of facilities there for you. You know, the Talton building, everything. I mean, it's really, really come up. Like, people look back on Mary I 10 years ago and they would be shocked now just to see the changes, I think, you know, that's there now. And if you're interested in music, you know, there's an annual musical every year. And if you're interested in live music, you've got the Live Music Society. And even Hot Week this year, I mean, seeing, let's say, people from the Live Music Society performing their original material in the lounge, I think that was brilliant. There really is something for everyone. So I think as much as you come to college and you have this pressure there academically to do well and to keep up with your assignments, but if you can keep up your passions going through college as well, it's true, you only get out of it what you put into it, really. So I think keep up your passions and also make the deadlines with the assignments, you know what I mean? That does help the stress levels, but there is something here for everyone. My favourite experiences in Mary I include the musical, and that was a great experience. Getting to know all the cast, all the people that their friends who you'll always see in the corridor, and getting to work with Mike Finneran as well, because he's so renowned around Limerick with the Bell Table Theatre and things. And I suppose the many ragweeks, things like that, they're all brilliant as well. Also, last year I did the Award for Excellence. I kind of entered that as well, and that was a nice, it was just nice to be acknowledged for music, because there's lots of awards in the college, which I think the Students' Union kind of recognise that there's lots of awards for GAA and bursaries like that, but the Award for Excellence, it kind of acknowledged me for music, it acknowledged another person for their rowing skills, and it acknowledged you know, it just acknowledged another girl for languages. So there's, you know, there really is, there's something for everyone here, and you'll also, there's a sense of being acknowledged for it as well, which is nice, you know. I think musically, I suppose my achievements in the college were performing. Like, performing is one of my number ones, whether it's, let's say, performing in a musical, or accompanying a singer, you know, in a show, playing piano for somebody. Or, I mean, there was numerous things, like the Midas CD. That was a lovely experience, because we got to go to a recording studio and I hadn't been to one before. You know, things like that, that I suppose, looking back, Mary I has really given me these opportunities. Like, I'd never been to a recording studio before, and I'd never played a lead role before. And, you know, throughout Mary I, then suddenly I've decided to go on a television show, or, you know, things like that. Also, within the course then itself, there was a ped-op we got to do, which is a music ped-op, and we got to perform in the chapel in groups in front of our whole year, and that was a lovely experience as well. It was an exam, it was a module, but at the same time it was musical, so I think that was also it was a nice achievement, because we got to put together our own creative arrangement and perform it in front of everyone, so that was nice. I think within the college, the musical really has held itself strong over the years. You know, it was something that has been, I think the year I did it, it was like the 10th anniversary or something. So, yeah, I think that's, I'm not sure if I personally made a difference, but it's among my group of friends, let's say, and things like that, they definitely be more aware of my DAS and things, and we go and see it year after year now, and you know, you'd go and definitely support it. And I think with regarding the online talent show, I see there's actually a girl who's in third year at the moment who's in it. Her name is Anne-Marie Fitzgerald, so like, we'll be rooting for her. And does make you more aware, definitely, of, let's say, things that are going on in the college. And let's say with the ped-op thing, the ped-op module that we did last year, it'd be nice to think that our arrangement maybe inspired other people or something like that, you know. I guess if anything that can encourage people to follow their passions, really, and show that you can have a balance. It doesn't have to be all work, work, work. Keep up your passions and it'll keep you sane, I think.
This programme was produced by Wired FM and was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland's Sound and Vision Funding Scheme. Wired FM would like to thank everybody involved in making the series.